Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. On November 1st to the 5th, the 41st Sherbrooke International Bantam Tournament took place, and 30 hockey teams faced off on the ice. This sporting event holds significant tradition in the region, but recently it's encountered volunteer recruitment issues. This raises the question of whether this iconic competition could be at risk in the long term due to a lack of community involvement. Today we're delighted to have a special guest to address this critical concern. Rabia Legault, the communications spokesperson for the Bantam Tournament, joins us to shed light on the impact of volunteer recruitment on this event and the measures in place to ensure its ongoing success. Mr. Legault begins by giving us some insights into the tournament and its overall outcome.
Well, it went pretty good with 35 teams coming from all across Quebec. We had some teams from Ontario and New Brunswick, and one international team from Slovakia, which did participate in four or five games. They lost in the semifinals on Sunday morning against the Sherbrooke Arfans, okay. The team from L'École du Triolet. So Sherbrooke went to the finals, and they won the finals in the AAA division. The Sherbrooke Arfans also won the Double B division, while in the AA division, the title went to Express de la Rive-Sud, which is a team from the South Shore of Quebec City.
Our guest goes on to give details about the tournament's success, explaining that as the weekend progressed, more and more people joined in to support the event.
Yeah, everything went well as far as the competition concerned, as far also as the attendances are concerned. It started slowly on Wednesday night, but more we were getting into the weekend, more people were in, and we did have some great attendances during the entire weekend, especially when it's a free event. People could come in for free to watch the games, so it does help to have more people.
We ask, where and at what arenas did the tournament take place in Sherbrooke?
Well, the main arena was Complex Sportif Thibault-Géhenne on the campus of the Triolet High School, and there were also games in Fleurimont at Centre Julien-Duchamp.
Given the recent news coverage regarding the shortage of volunteers at the tournament, it's evident that this challenge has come to the forefront. We asked Mr. Legault if he could please elaborate on how this lack of volunteers has impacted the preparations and execution of the tournament.
Well, as far as the preparation is concerned, you know, when we are always looking to find some volunteers in every part of the city, every part also of the community, you know, it causes a lot of stress to the organizers in any type of activity where we need those people. So what happened is that we did manage to get sufficient volunteers to operate the tournament, but again, one or two days before the tournament, we were asking help to some people. Myself, I did some posts on social media saying, okay, we need some people now for this week. So there were some of my friends that did raise their hands. However, okay. It comes to a point where it is difficult for us, not only for us at the Bantam Tournament, but also for any kind of event, whether they're sports event, cultural event, community events. You know, when we ask, when we have to ask and almost beg for volunteers, it is important to take note of that, because how can we build up on that? How can we build a bigger tournament, for example, if we don't have enough volunteers? That's what I say to my colleagues on the organizing committee. We can go to 60 teams. We can have three arenas to do it, but we need the volunteers, and that's the point.
This theme of community involvement extends beyond just sports events. Our guest's perspective underscores that the need for volunteers is universal, whether it's in the context of sports, culture, or general community activities.
Well, it is crucial, and it is very important. Now, what we ask the people to give us some time. We don't ask people, you know, to spend a full day with us or the entire tournament with us, but if people can come and give a couple of shifts, you know, 3-4 hours shifts during the week, That will help us big time. And furthermore, at Hockey Sherbrooke, you know, the Bantam tournament, all the money, the benefits of the tournament goes to Hockey Sherbrooke. There are 1,500 hockey players for Hockey Sherbrooke. Yep. So how come the parents don't get involved as much as the could do, not only for the Bantam tournament, but there are 7 tournaments organized by Hockey Sherbrooke. The next one is this coming weekend. We have the Atom tournament that will play in Florimont and again at Complexe Thibault-Géhem. So that tournament too needs volunteers. They have, because they have activities on 2 different rinks all across the city. So and like I said, it's good for sport events, it's good for cultural events, it's good for community events. People will have to realize at one point that we do need volunteers, or there's no way we can organize these events, or, you know, think about making these events bigger and bigger if we don't have enough volunteers.
Having underscored the crucial need for volunteers, the focus now shifts toward providing our listeners with a more vivid picture of what it means to step up and become a volunteer.
Well, there are many tasks that people can do. It goes from putting music at the hockey games to welcome the teams at the main entrance of the arena and tell them, okay, this team, okay, you go into that room. This team, you go into that room. There's also checking the all the rooms, you know, to make sure that everything goes okay. Bring the little snacks to the kids after their game, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't say that we need a whole bunch of volunteers, but to make a tournament run, a big tournament run like this, well, we need at least 10 volunteers per arena. So here at Thibault-Géhem, we need 12 to 15 because there are 2 rinks at the same time. But when we talk about Florimont, they can be about maybe 8 to 10 volunteers to make everything go well.
Now let's take a moment to shed some light on the deliberate and thoughtful strategies that are being implemented to ensure a robust and sustained volunteer base for the upcoming events.
Well, for the future events, for sure. First of all, we must say that the organizing committee, it was a new organizing committee. I am from the former organizing committee with the former president Mario Roy. Patrick Lamontagne is the new president for 5 months. So he took over. He had to find some people to help him organize the tournament. And then after that, we need to run to get some volunteers. But for sure, the new organizing committee will now have a full year to prepare for the next tournament and already put some action plans to try to find some volunteers. We know we can ask social clubs like the Lions, the Optimists, or whatever. We can ask some schools, you know, to come and give us a hand. But mostly, it's the population itself and the parents of hockey players that we must go and get and ask them to come and give us a hand. But for sure, now we have a full year to prepare for next year because they have ideas of making it bigger than this year. But, you know, to make it bigger, like I said, we need sufficient volunteers to make the event successful.
Now, for those eager to lend a helping hand, the question becomes, how does one get involved? And what steps should they take to connect with the organizers of the tournament?
If people are already interested in investing some time in the tournament, in the upcoming tournaments for Hockey Sherbrooke, I can invite the people to give a call at Hockey Sherbrooke at 819-562-0044. I repeat, 819-562-0044. And you can also go to the Hockey Sherbrooke website, which is hockeysherbrooke.qc.ca, and you will be able to find all the information you need, you know, to come and do some volunteering for all the events that are coming in the next few weeks. Because, like I said, we have the Atom tournament for the next 2 weeks. Then after that, we have the Pee Wee Bantam tournament. After the holiday season, we have the big Novissorama tournament in Florimont. We have the big tournoi scolaire de Sherbrooke, which will be at the end of January for 2 weeks. And then there are two other tournaments in February. We have a midget junior tournament, and then we have the girls tournament to end up this tournament season at the end of February. And furthermore, this year we have the Quebec Games that are coming everywhere around town from March 2nd to March 9th.
We want to express our gratitude for the time generously shared during the interview. Our appreciation goes out to Mr. Robert Legault, spokesperson for the 41st Bantam Tournament. Our guest also hints at the possibility of a future conversation reconnecting at the upcoming tournament where Mr. Legault will be actively involved.
It's going to be the novice tournament right after the holiday season. It starts on January the 3rd.
My name is Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community on CJMQ 88.9 FM.